Young Dark Emu, A Truer History, written and read by Bruce Pascoe. Dedication to all Australians. Throughout history, humans have looked to the night sky to help explain their existence. But the conclusions peoples draw from the same sky can be remarkably different. European astronomy uses constellations of stars to tell a story, but sometimes Aboriginal Australia uses the darkness between the stars. Dark Emu is a shape in the dark areas between the stars of the Milky Way. It's a different way of seeing. Note to listeners. Young Dark Emu is taken from the book Dark Emu, written for older readers. It includes many quotes from people in the past. At times, words are used to describe Aboriginal people that are now considered inappropriate. Young Dark Emu includes extracts from many original 19th century colonial diaries. Because of this, spellings vary between quoted documents. Introduction. When the British officers and convicts of the First Fleet arrived in Australia in 1788, their aim was to claim the land as their own. They considered it their duty to expand the British Empire. They were confident in their assumption that they had the right to occupy the empty land. It is clear from the journals of early settlers and explorers that few came to Australia to marvel at a new civilization. They had come to replace it. They planned to clear land, grow crops, farm, build houses, make towns and cities, and establish law and order as they recognised it. In their rush for possession of land, they turned their eyes away from the obvious signs of the civilization that already existed. As European explorers and settlers moved across Australia in search of land to claim, they made records and kept diaries and drew and painted what they saw. These journals and drawings have been the basis for the accepted view of Australia's history. However, when we look at these records carefully, we can see Australia as it was prior to colonisation.